say they cannot tell.
Whether we are saved, care who tells me salvation is not real. Though the world may argue that we cannot fail, and even though Satan tries to tell me no, I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know Jesus saved me.
Saved my soul.
Well, every moment He forgave me.
I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know.
Oh, the very moment He saved me, forgave me of my sins, made a new creature out of me, 63 years ago, 1952.
It was real, dear brother. I was a little farm boy from down in the country. Oh, man, was I a country boy. Was I way down in the country. But Jesus came into my life and took over and made a new creature out of me. And I'm a happy man today.
What a joy to bring you this podcast, both put together. Amen. Now, I want to ask you something. Listen to me.
You got to hear me.
Do you love the book of Revelation? Do you love the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible?
Hey, brother Steve, do you understand the book of Revelation? Do you understand the book of Revelation?
Now, if you say no to me, I'm going to ask you, why do you not understand it?
Is there some reason you don't understand?
I'm telling you, you can understand the book of Revelation. It is a book God gave us by the Holy Ghost. And if you don't understand it, there's two reasons. One, you don't study. You don't try to learn. Number two, you don't have the mystery of the Holy Spirit working in your life to open up your understanding. See, the Bible, the whole Bible is a mystery. You can know it academically and not know it spiritually. You can know it academically. Many preachers on television and radio,
they know that Bible academically, but they don't know it spiritually.
That's why their theology is a mash of confusion. My friend, this Bible is understood by the Holy Spirit. Hey, you can understand the book of Revelation. I don't know how many of you have my book on the book of Revelation. But it really is a good book. And I'm going to make a big offer out of it today to help you learn the book of Revelation. My book won't do it by itself. You got to learn it. You got to get in there and dig. You got to have a heart to understand it.
And you got to ask the Father to give you understanding.
The Bible comes to us by revelation from the Lord. It really does. And I want you to have this book written upon your heart. Now, let's go to the book of Revelation today.
I may do this for several weeks.
because we are so near the coming of the Lord. We are so at the door of his soon appearing that it's imperative, it really is, that you get into end time prophecy and understand the coming of the Lord. This week I put on Facebook. We have a wonderful place now on Facebook, a lot of listeners. And I wrote an article, the Holy Spirit really gave this to me. I knew it was from him. It thrilled my soul. It did. It thrilled my soul. And here's what I wrote. As the Spirit guided me, the book of Revelation is a treasure chest for his saints. The book of Revelation is a treasure chest. It's full of the treasures that will be ours. For eternity, not just for a few weeks or a few months, it will be ours forever. I'm here to tell you, if you read the book of Revelation and live the book of Revelation, there's seven things I can promise you. Listen to me now. Here's seven reasons that you need the book of Revelation in your life. Number one, the Lamb of God. That's going to be the subject today. The Lamb of God is the sacrifice that made the book of Revelation possible. There would be no book of Revelation had there not been a Savior who died on the cross for our sins. The sacrifice of Jesus made this book available and made this book possible. And that's why God gave it to John the Revelator, gave it to Jesus, and Jesus gave it to John the Revelator. And it is a marvelous book, the book of Revelation. I'm not talking about my book now. I'm talking about the book of Revelation. It's a marvelous book. Number two, the throne of God. The throne where God is seated is at the center of this great book. Do you hear me? The throne of God, where God is at, is the very heart of this book, they say. We got an echo. I don't know what might cause that, but there's nothing I can do about it. Right now, somebody else had to do something. Now, cut me down a little bit. That may help. I am a big mouth guy, you know. I understand that. That may help.
I'll do a little more here. A little more. Let's see if that helps. I hope it does.
Listen to me. I'm going to tell you, there's nothing more wonderful than studying this book of Revelation. It really does affect you. Your life really will change your life. You'll never get over digging into the book of Revelation. Number two is the throne of God that is at the center of this book.
The throne, I was probably too loud.
No, me. Do I get loud sometimes? Let me quiet down a little bit. The throne of God is the center of this book. The throne of God is at the center of this book.
I promise you.
And then mighty angels are everywhere.
All through the book of Revelation.
I mean, just a host of them.
Part of God's doing, part of Christ's effort, part of the whole effect of the book of Revelation.
And then number four, the culture of this book is purity and holiness. The culture of the book of Revelation is purity and holiness.
If you really study the book of Revelation, you'll get hungry for holiness.
You'll get hungry to be a godly saint. You'll get hungry to live a pure life. That's how powerful the book of Revelation really is. Number five, those who inherit all the promises and treasures of this book are saints.
We saints of God.
We saints of God will inherit everything of this book. It will be ours for eternity.
Number six,
the book ends all rebellion and all evil. Antichrist, devils, demons, Satan, anything wicked.
There'll be no more Barack Obamas.
There'll be no more Hitlers.
There'll be no more Mussolinis.
There'll be no more Putins.
There'll be no more of these evil men and evil women who are determined to have their own unbiblical way with our world, with our societies, with our cultures.
I'm here to tell you, there will be none of them. All rebellion and all evil will be over. Finished. Whatever. And number seven,
there will never be another sin in the garden.
There will never be another Jesus on the cross. There will never be another devil to defeat.
There will be another saint suffering for their faith.
There will be no more tears and no more death.
And no more sorrows, and no more sickness, and no more heartaches, and no more pain. It will be heaven at last.
Heaven at last.
Seven reasons why.
And I'm going to mail that to everybody who gets the gift today. Everybody gets to give one page with those seven reasons why the book of Revelation must be your delight and your joy.
You've got to learn to love the book of Revelation. You really have. Now, the real subject today is the Lamb of God.
Notice those terms, Lamb of God.
Now, the word of the term Lamb of God, I don't think it's rested with most people. It is used in the book of Revelation 25 times. The Lamb of God.
That's Jesus, the Christ who was crucified.
Why is he called the Lamb in the book of Revelation?
He's called the Lamb because his death, the crucifixion of this blessed Son of God,
who died as a Lamb.
No fussing, no blatant on the cross, no criticizing, he prayed for his crucifiers.
He said, Lord, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do.
He saved the thief on the cross, hanging beside him. That's why he's called the Lamb of God.
25 times.
Now, that's what he's called in this book of Revelation.
Let me read you something.
Let's go to the book of Revelation. Let's start with chapter 1, verse 4.
Chapter 1, verse 4. Now, I ought to give you verse 1.
Let me read that.
The revelation of Jesus Christ.
That's what the book is.
Somebody says it's not important.
It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. Are you telling me the revelation of Jesus Christ is not important?
Somebody says, I don't believe in the book of Revelation.
You're telling me the revelation of Jesus Christ is up for you to grab one way or the other.
You can believe it or disbelieve it.
If you don't believe the book of Revelation, you don't believe the Bible, friend.
Do you hear me?
You don't believe the Bible.
The Bible makes it plain, brother.
It is the fulfillment of the Holy Scripture.
So the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God the Father gave unto him.
That's Jesus.
God the Father gave the book to Jesus.
The first verse makes that plain.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him.
Gave unto Jesus to show unto his servants the things which must shortly come to pass.
And he sent it, Jesus sent it, and signified it by his angel unto his servant John.
Now, that's plain. That's how the book came to us.
If you can discount that, you're bigger than I am.
You're not wise, though.
You're not wise at all.
Because this book cannot be discounted.
It cannot be ignored.
It cannot be rejected.
It is the book of God.
Now, let's go down to verse 4.
I want to see the Lamb of God.
Not called the Lamb here.
He's called the Lamb in the fourth chapter.
But see here.
John to the seven churches which are in Asia.
Grace be unto you and peace.
From him which is and which was and which is to come.
And from the seven spirits which are before his throne.
You got the Father on the throne.
You got the seven spirits which are before him. Having a little difficulty there. The seven spirits which are before him. And listen now. Let me go back and read the whole verse. John to the seven churches which are in Asia.
Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come.
That's the Father.
And from the seven spirits, that's the Holy Ghost, which is before his throne.
So you have the Father on the throne.
You have the Holy Ghost in front or beside on the throne.
And then the next verse says,
And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten from the dead.
Listen to that.
And the prince of the kings of the earth.
Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood.
That's the first two verses of the book of Revelation.
Well, verse 4 and 5.
And he gives us a picture of the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Now, if you're around somebody that denies the Trinity, that Jesus is only of the oneness concept,
you do know that came probably from William Branham.
He was one of the big pushers of that.
And he said that Jesus was not eternal.
He could not have been begotten if he was eternal.
So some of those people back then, not all of them, I don't guess,
denied the eternity. denied that Jesus was forever the Son of the Father, only begotten, sent into the world to live and die among us and redeem us and to save us. And the Lamb of God made the book of Revelation possible. The crucified Redeemer, the Savior. The book would never have been written if Jesus had not died on that cross. And don't you ever forget that. That came to me last Sunday like a revelation from heaven. It thrilled my soul as the Holy Spirit reminded me. I should have known it. I should have said it a long time ago. But you know, these brains are limited. And we need the Holy Spirit. We need God's Spirit helping us understand the great truths of this Bible. If you want to understand the book of Revelation, you don't have to have my book. You just take this book, this Bible, and you get on your knees before the Father, and you spend your time for a few weeks studying this Bible and reading the great truths of this Bible. And I guarantee you, the book of Revelation will get a hold of you, and you'll fall in love with it. I've been reading it this week because I asked my whole congregation on Sunday night. I preached these 7 points that you just heard me give. I sent out on the Facebook this week. We do have a Facebook account. Now, a lot of listeners. I'm here to tell you, a lot of readers. It has been amazing to me. We're in about 3,000 friends, and I just put all these lists of people who want to be friends. I don't have time to go through them. I don't know who they are. Many of them are from many different countries. I love every one of them, but I just don't have time. And so I'm here to tell you, the truths of God's book are breathtakingly beautiful. They really are. Let me tell you what I'm going to give you today. I preached a sermon a few weeks ago on the superlatives of John 3:16. The superlatives. I love that word, superlatives. It was a new word. I had to learn it in preparing that sermon. Took me a while to pronounce it right. Superlatives. A superlative is that which has no competition. That which there is nothing to compare. It is greater and more wonderful and bigger than anything else. A superlative. The 13 superlatives in John 3:16. One verse of the Bible. 13 superlatives. John 3:16. I'm going to read it to you. Number one, God, the greatest being. Number two, to the greatest degree. Number three, love, the greatest passion. Number four, the world, the greatest company. Number five, that he gave, the greatest act. His only begotten Son, the greatest sacrifice. That whosoever, the greatest opportunity. Blessed, believe in him, the greatest decision. Should not perish, the greatest loss. But the greatest alternative. Have the greatest appropriation or possessiveness. And last, everlasting life. The greatest gift. The greatest gift. Hey, that's in the bulletin for tomorrow. But I'll give you a copy if you'd like to have a copy. I want to tell you something. He is the superlative one. He is the superlative one. There's no one to match Jesus, the Savior. God the Father, God the Holy Ghost. They are equal in their greatness. They are equal in their greatness. One God manifests in three persons. Hallelujah. What a blessedness. Now, the greatest thing or greatest person that I could talk about today. The greatest truth I could talk about today is the Lamb of God that took away the sin of the world. The Lamb, remember how John the Baptist introduced him. The Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. It was John the Baptist who first called him the Lamb. First called him the Lamb. Oh, what a truth. 25 times in the book of Revelation. I challenge you to read the book of Revelation and mark all 25 times that Jesus is called the Lamb of God. And then the throne of God is named in this book. Let me get that. I wrote it down for myself. 31 times. Throne, that's where God sits. All in the book of Revelation, the Father is seated on his throne in the midair, overseeing the whole compass of the end time events. 7 years plus, of course, a thousand-year millennial reign, and so much else. I tell you, it's a book that's breathtaking. Woo! It's a book that's breathtaking. Now, let's open the lines.
Open the line. We'll talk about the Lamb of God. We'll talk about the throne of God. We'll talk about the bride's homecoming. We'll talk about the Trinity of God. We'll talk about the Holy Ghost. We'll talk about any of this part of the book of Revelation. Everything you've heard me say is up for your question. Everything you've heard me say, up for your question. You don't believe in the Trinity? I will help you believe in the Trinity. I'm going to tell you, the Jesus only doctrine, or the oneness doctrine, is a stronghold. I've never seen a person yet that came under the power of that doctrine, that they didn't come under the power of a stronghold, and they hardly can think of anything else, because that's what strongholds do for you. They literally steal your mind. A stronghold steals your mind.
Now you got to get that.
A strong, it may be anger, it may be jealousy, it may be envy, it may be any of the many false doctrines that are out there, mentorship, postmillennialism, all kinds of doctrines, all strongholds steal your mind so that you hardly can think of anything else.
You put everything in this one equation around that one idea that's taken over your mind and has completely dominated you, come to rule you, and eventually, in most cases, destroy you. So I say, get out from under those strongholds.
If you're under some stronghold, drop it, get rid of it, and just get in the Bible.
Just get in the Bible.
Now the lines are open. 1-800-338-7884. Got to get the internet up here. I want to hear from you. A number to call. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. And the local number 704. 391-0588. 704-391-0588. And then email. JRC@paulcreek.org.
JRC@paulcreek.org.
Now, while you are emailing or calling, grab your phones, grab your mouse.
I want to just fill this program with questions about the book of Revelation named 25 times, on the throne of God, in the midair, to be seen by people on this earth the wicked will look up and will scare them, and they'll hide in rocks and mountains, the Bible says, trying to escape the view of the Heavenly Father on His throne.
And the Lamb of God in His right hand, and the Holy Spirit before Him, and the saints of God rejoicing around Him. That's going to be a terrible sight for this whole world to look at. Millions and millions of raptured saints marching and shouting all around the throne of God, up in the mid air, visible to the earth, visible to the people down here. Even the devil will cast blasphemy at them. I mean, the Antichrist will be so angry because he cannot get them out of sight. Oh, you listen to me. Those days are right ahead of us, right before us. Grab your phone now. I don't want anything missing, okay? The lines are open. 1-800-338-7884. Grab your phone. 1-800-338-7884. If you love the book of Revelation and you just want to say that, then call and say it, because I want to get my generation loving the book of Revelation.
I feel bad that I've not been able to get more people loving the book of Revelation.
I really do. I don't know why I've not been able to get more people loving this book.
This book is so breathtaking. It really is an overwhelming book. It really is. And I want you in the middle of it.
I want you loving it.
I want it to be real to you.
I want you to love reading it and digging into it
and studying it.
Hey, grab your phone and call me right quick, will you?
I want you on the lines. I want to hear what you got to say.
I want to somehow draw all of us closer to the King. I want the King to be real in our lives.
I'm here to be a blessing to you. And now, listen to me.
Grab the phone, call me quickly. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Email
jrc@paulcreek.org. How many of you have ever really fell in love with the book of Revelation?
How many of you have people who told you why you shouldn't read the book of Revelation?
Why don't you call me about that?
I'd like to hear some of the things you've heard people say that maybe keep you from loving and reading and studying the book of Revelation.
What does your pastor say?
Is your pastor one of those who believes the book of Revelation is nothing but a bunch of metaphors?
That it's not literal? That you don't take it serious? that you just see it as the types and shadows of something that you normally understand. What do they say to you? What do they tell you? Let me hear you. I want to hear you. Grab your phone now. The lines are open. Remember the free gift? The free gift is a sermon I preached a few weeks ago on the superlatives of John 3:16 on CD. I'll send you a copy to here. Grab your phone, will you? Don't wait another minute. The ladies are standing by. They want to be busy. And they want to be busy with your calls. Because we here care about you. You are extremely important to us. We reach out to you to make known to you. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're sending out prophecy publications. We send out two prophecy news alerts every month. We are here to be a blessing to you. If you want to be part of our Facebook, just go on, look up Joseph Chambers, and ask me to make you a friend. As long as I can know, I will be delighted to make sure you are placed as a friend on my Facebook. Because all I do is just give people good things from the Bible. I'm not into a bunch of arguments. I'm not into telling people I'm fixing to go feed the dogs. I'm not into telling people I'm fixing to go work the garden. I'm just into the Bible. I'm just into holy truth, wonderful scriptures, beautiful things about God, beautiful things about Christ, things that will encourage you, excite you, thrill you, draw you closer to Christ, to the cross. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884. Do you want that CD? I want you to have a CD, okay? I want you to have a CD, okay? So grab your phone and let's hear from you now. I hope you'll get this book, the book of Revelation. It's called The Masterpiece. I have a second book, which is a novel on Nebuchadnezzar, the head of gold. Today, I'm making both of them available to you for a gift to our ministry of $35, and there'll be no postage, okay? Postage paid, two books. Both of them books I've written, and one's paperback, one's hardback, but they are worth your investment. And see, we at this time of the year have been through the summer. Our funds have kind of dried up. There's been a lot of friends still helping, but a lot of friends kind of getting involved in vacations and all kinds of money experiences, and they kind of forget about us. I need your help. I really need 1,000 of you to help me this week so that we can be up to par and go on with the things of God and pay our bills. You know I'm not a good money, a fundraiser. I'm not good at it at all. I do not talk about it very seldom. I say a little bit occasionally to make you somehow feel my burden. That's all I want to do. I want you to feel my burden, and I want you to be part of it. So grab your phones, 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. And I do want you to have these two books. Because I do know they will be a blessing. That's all I'm saying now. Two books. Nebuchadnezzar, the head of gold, the novel, and a study verse by verse of the whole book of Revelation. And the first three chapters is an introduction that gets you right in the book. Got some wonderful, wonderful timelines that you cannot misunderstand. I mean, I'm out to help you grab this book and know and understand and love the book of Revelation. Everything he's taught me, he'll teach you. I mean, really, everything he's taught me, he'll teach you. This book is rich and real, and you will love it. Now the lines are open. 1-800-338-7884. Now the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God in the book of Revelation is properly seen at the greatest height of his glory, at the greatest level of his majesty. In fact, I know it is. The greatest level of his majesty. When John saw him, it was amazing. He said, in the midst of the seven lamps, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine grass, as if they burned in a furnace. And his voice has the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand, seven stars. And out of his mouth from a sharp two-edged sword. A sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shining in his strength. Hallelujah. And when I saw him, said John, I fell at his feet as dead. Now, John was in the flesh, you see. He was caught up in the spirit. But he was still in his fleshly body. And so viewing the Lamb of God was bigger than he was capable of handling. I mean, it was breathtaking. It was overwhelming. And he fell at the feet of Jesus as a dead man. Now, I want to tell you something. When you see the Son of God, this will be the vision that you will see. You will see him. Just won't be a vision when you actually see it. But it will be this Son of God. He'll be so glorious. He'll be so magnificent. He'll be so beyond your even expectation. I don't think it's possible for you and I to understand the glory that we will see when we see him. The Lord Jesus Christ in his person, in his glory, in his resurrection majesty, in his magnificent appearance. Oh, what a day that's going to be. Now grab your phones. Got a call here. I want you on the line too. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Toll free all across America. 1-800-338-7884. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Preacher Chambers, I've been listening to you for a while, and I love the book of Revelations. I got saved when I was probably 11 or 12 years old, and I'm 79. Woo! I still love the book of Revelations.
You got saved longer ago than I did. You got saved 59 years ago. I got saved 63 years ago.
I love God's word, and I wanted to go to heaven. When I was a little girl, I read about it, and that's where he told us we can go to a place where there's no sorrow and sin, and where the bride and groom will ever light shine.
Hallelujah. That's wonderful.
Though, even God's got a beautiful world, but sin is taking it over.
You're right. This world would be beautiful without all the sin and the ugliness. It would sparkle like a diamond.
But when he gets through after those seven years, when he gets through glorifying this earth, it's going to be heaven on earth. It's going to be a new heaven and a new earth for eternity.
Hallelujah.
You sound like you're happy.
I am.
Hallelujah.
I got an ex-son-in-law, and I talked to him just about an hour ago, and was telling him about him get ready so when the Lord calls me to go to heaven to a better place. And he says, I can't go. Ain't nowhere else for me to go but hell. I told him the devil's got him fooled.
See, that's a stronghold that's got a hold of his mind, and he can't think nothing else. You need to pray and fast for God to pull down that stronghold.
Thank you. And y'all pray with us.
I promise you, everybody out there, hear this precious grandmother. She's got a son-in-law that's bound with an idea. He can't understand what he's saying. He's lived with the devil, and now he thinks the devil's the only one having it. What he doesn't know is the devil never wanted him to start with. He just wanted him to serve him for one reason, to go to hell with him. He don't care nothing about him. The devil loves nobody.
No, he doesn't.
God bless you, and thank you for calling.
God bless you.
Your call has been wonderful. You hear me? Your call has been wonderful. Grab your phone out there. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Excuse me. 704-391-0588. That call was beautiful. That's the kind of calls I really love. They make this program come alive. When an old saint of God, 70 years old, been saved 59 years, calls and says, I love the book of Revelation. And you love it if you really get into it. You don't love it because someone's lied to you about it. Are you just too lazy? Maybe that's the problem, too lazy to dig. Maybe you don't care about reading. Well, you'll never be smart if you don't learn to read. I promise you that. I'll never forget when I was saved, I couldn't read nothing. I didn't know nothing. I was one dummy, I'm telling you. But when Jesus got through with me, he gave me a love of the things of his kingdom, the cause of Christ, the good things of the Lord. It's all wonderful. Now grab your phone. Don't want to waste another minute. Grab your phone. Grab your mouse. Let's see here. Where are my emails? I always have a bunch of people sending emails. And today, I don't know where they are. Let's see if I can find them somewhere. Sometimes they get lost in the system. You know how emails are. They come through some days, and some days they don't come through. Here's somebody saying, hey, Pastor, your audio on the internet is very bad today. I hope we got it straight. I did everything I could do. And the internet, I don't know what could be wrong.
song, I have no idea.
But if it's something we don't get straight, audio on today is very bad.
There's another one. Anyone can garden this, well, that's all I guess it's for today.
Call us quickly. I want to hear from you.
You are important to me. You are important to me. Now, do you hear the internet?
Is the internet clear? Let me know. If the internet's clear, I've done everything I know to do to kind of make things a little simpler. I turned down the internet and turned up my volume here to see if that would help a little bit. I don't know whether that helped or not. I hope that sounds better.
If it does, let me know.
Hey, we're here to bless you. I want to tell you something. We've never been so close to the coming of the Lord. We're at the door. Are you ready if Jesus would come today? Are you ready if Jesus would come today?
I mean, if you're not ready, you better get ready, my friend.
It's at the door. It really is at the door. You'll be there. May I help you, please?
I just wanted to tell you, I'm down in Oakboro, North Carolina, traveling the roads down here, and I got a blessing here in talking about Revelation.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and
I was there Thursday night for camp meeting.
Good.
Yes, I came to the Emmanuel Holiness camp meeting Thursday night to hear Mike Switzer, and he preached a magnificent sermon.
I was recommitting myself to studying the book of Revelation. You were a great encouragement to me.
Okay, that's good.
I'm getting ready to collect, not too long ago at an African-American Pentecostal church, I heard a gentleman, the very sound, not a braggadocious high-pressure salesman, but just a very good working man, got up and gave a testimony, and it sounds as though, and his pastors were talking about it, that he may have had a visitation of an angel in Mount Pleasant, North Carolina, within the last 2 months.
Okay.
And I have a case involving a Southern Baptist minister before he became a minister in West Virginia that I believe is a visitation angel. And from 40 years ago, I know a lady in the Mecklenburg County area that had on a Kentucky farm, had what they consider a visitation. I believe as we approach Revelation times, I think we're going to see visitations of angels. We might not realize it until after it's all over.
I don't know what happened there. I've been digging into the book of Revelation, and I'm going to tell you, angels are an intimate part of God's activity. I don't know why I had such a blast there. I didn't mean to do that to nobody. But I'm here to tell you. We're going to see angels. I wouldn't go out on the highway without first committing myself to angels. I had somebody the other day telling me how dangerous it was on the highways for me, as old as I am, 80 years old. I can't see the stop signs well anymore. At night it's terrible. It really is. But I want to tell you something. When you got angels with you, it is wonderful. Wonderful. In fact, some time ago, I had an accident the other day,
and there's nothing. I had to pull over and have a prayer meeting. Only the grace of God and His divine angels saved me from the most horrible crash I could have had. What a gift, what a blessing from the Almighty God. He's doing it all the time.
Let me tell you one. I was coming back from Florence some time ago with my wife. And it was a two-lane highway then, that whole road now is four lanes, but they were changing it, and they had sections that were four-lane and sections that was two, and so it was quite unnerving. And we came over a hill, and there was a truck coming over the hill. I already saw his top lights as I approached the hill. And as I got to the top of the hill and looked, there was a car beside it. And we were no more than 50 feet apart, if we were 50 feet. That's a stretch to say 50 feet. And somehow, by the hand of God, I moved over on the right. I don't know what happened to him. Maybe the truck moved over. But we passed in a two-lane highway with a big truck and two cars, and it would have been a head-on. My wife and I would have probably been sent on to heaven, and it would have been wonderful to go to heaven, but it wasn't time. And God literally saved us. And when we got past that, I said to Sister Chambers, my dear wife, honey, what in the world happened? How did we miss that car? I didn't see nothing. Once I saw that car, that was the end of it until we was on the other side, and the car had somehow missed us, and the truck had missed us, and we missed the ditch. And all I could say was, thank you, Father, for your angels.
The
greatest soul winner I ever knew only had a third grade education. He would always say, and when he heard that, he'd say, "Hallelujah, what a Savior."
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, I believe in angels with all my heart, and it boggles me that most people never think about the angels. They never think of being a little more careful. They never think of trying to trust the angels. See, angels move in the wake of the Holy Spirit. Now listen to that. I want to say that again. Angels move in the wake of the Holy Spirit. If you go read the book of Ezekiel, you'll see that in the first two or three chapters. It's very evident that if there's no movement of the Holy Spirit in a given area, then there's no movement of angels. And if any one of us become very sensitive to the work of the Holy Ghost in our life, along with that work of the Holy Ghost will be the work of angels. Does that sound all right?
That sounded perfect.
You know, that's just the way it is. If you don't have a movement of the Holy Spirit, you're just a dead, saint sitting on a pew, and you don't pray, you don't fast, you don't read your Bible, you've lost your joy, you're nothing but a lukewarm person if not backslid. There's going to be no angels around. But you get full of the Holy Ghost and you live that kind of life, and the angels are going to take care of you.
And it ain't nothing but unbelief. And I think there's more unbelief inside the church than there is outside the church.
It's a heartbreaking day. It really is. But we're going to do our best. I'm thinking now. Listen to me. And I want everybody out there to hear this. We are planning a march on Washington the first Friday of October. Now, all the plans aren't together yet. This is just in the making. The date could change. The possibility of it could change. We've got someone on Monday trying to level up a place, get a approval, a permit for a place in Washington to meet, maybe in front of the Lincoln Memorial. I'm not sure where it will be. And we're going to do our best to have 10,000 people or more marching concerning Planned Parenthood and the butchery of little children. Would you be a part of that?
Yes, sir.
Now we're talking about 10,000. I want 10,000 to go from the friendship of open Bible dialogue. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make fans, like your hand fans with a little stick in them. And I'm going to make fans. I'm going to make them red on one side and white and yellow on the other side. On one side will be open Bible dialogue. On the other side will be defunding the butchery of children, Planned Parenthood. And we're going to send these to everybody in our family, all over America, anywhere in the world, who will come to Washington for that day. You can get a bus, and many places you can go up in the morning early and come back that evening if you got a bus where you can sleep some, go in the coming, or you can go spend the night. We want 10,000 representing open Bible dialogue. If I had 100 people who would be responsible for 100 people, 100 people responsible for 100, that would be 10,000. And all the other people would be in addition. So I'm saying that everybody who listens to open Bible dialogue, start praying about going to Washington on the first Friday of October. And we're going to have people, we're going to do our best to get Franklin Graham, we're going to do our best to get Don Wilderman, we're going to do our best to get some of the key leaders of America, and I hope it goes well over 10,000.
Oh, praise God. What a blessing to this country. And a lot of the people that will be recipients of God's grace won't even realize where it came from.
That's exactly right. So, in advance of that, I'm planning a 10-day prayer and fasting 10 days for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to call it Tarrying for Pentecost. Tarrying for Pentecost. That's going to be right here at this church. We're going to keep the air conditioning on 24 hours a day for 10 straight days. And we're going to stay at that altar. I'm going to get as many people fasting and praying with me as they can. And we're just going to get ready to affect America.
Well, as dark as it is right now, it's time for somebody to turn on the light of the Holy Ghost.
Well, we're going to do our best to be part of that. And we want it to be anybody in America that loves Jesus and believes in the Bible.
Praise God.
Anybody, from anywhere. Anywhere who believes in this Bible. So everybody out there, get ready. Thank you, sir, for calling me. It's wonderful. God bless you now, dear brother. And listen to me out there. Grab the lines. We're going to pray for Washington and for America in about 2 minutes. But in the meantime, the lines are open, and I want to take as many calls as I can now, these last minutes. I don't want you to forget about going to Washington on October, the first Friday of October. I just have an exciting feeling that this could mushroom into something bigger than we ever imagined. And I want all of my 10,000 or 20, however many I get, who represent Open Bible Dialogue, to have one of those flags, one of those fans, so at some time during the ceremony, I can have everybody out there to raise their flag, their fan, and turn it on the red side, then turn it on the yellow side. We'll have some exciting song to go with it, and we're going to have an exciting time. We'll invite men who are running for president or any other office. We just believe we might inundate Washington with our crowd. Wouldn't that be something? Hey, are you out there? Grab your phones, grab your questions. Hey, I got some questions here. Audio, Pastor Chambers. The audio in the net is double echo. No good. I don't know what that is. I didn't do it. There's nothing here to do it. And that is on internet. Okay. I'll get somebody to help me find what is wrong. I cannot stop it myself. I just do my best, and that's the end of it. When the thing is set, it's set. We'll find out what might be wrong. We really will. But I want to tell you something. We're still having a program. So if you're out there, give us a call. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Let's hear your call. Let's hear your interest. Do you want this CD? Do you want this CD of a sermon? I'm telling you, you'll love that sermon. The 13 superlatives of St. John chapter 3, verse 16. 13 superlatives of St. John 3, verse 16. You can order these two books, The Masterpiece and Nebuchadnezzar, the Head of Gold, two wonderful books that we've written. God gets the glory, not your chambers. I don't want no glory. I want God to be praised. Let's pray. Father, I come to you today in Jesus' name. I am grateful for all your love and blessing. You are more wonderful to us than words can describe. I know of nothing so wonderful as your love. Thank you, Father. I'm crying out to you for a breathtaking revival like we've never known, Father. I'm believing you for a great march on Washington in October. But I'm most of all praying, put an end to the strongholds of evil that take this nation by storm. Father, politicians who've come under strongholds. Many times they're good, decent people, but the devil gets a hold of their mind. The devil fills their thoughts with something unclean, and they get lost in it. I pray for them. Nobody do we wish harm for. Nobody do we want to be mean toward. But we do want you to stop the wicked people who would destroy America. Hey, stop them, Father. Pull them down. Put an end to their evil and their determination to bring a same-sex marriage and the killing of unborn babies and now the selling of baby parts. God, I pray for a miracle of your hand to stop this wickedness. I pray for a miracle of your hand to stop this wickedness. In the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth, I pray. And amen. And amen. I claim a miracle. I really do. I claim a miracle. The lines are open. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. I don't know whether the sound is now better. Somebody let me know. We did our best to adjust it, bring everything down as much as we possibly can, and try our best to get you getting a good broadcast. You're important to us. We don't want you to get nothing but the best. We want to give you the best, and we never know from week to week what silly little thing can happen to a computer, what silly little thing can happen to a system. I don't know what they are. I really don't. I just know we've got a crazy world, and all the instruments today, my instruments are
the best I know how to make them, and I don't know why they're playing games with me. I really don't.
I had to turn something down there. That may have made it better. I'm not sure. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Jesus is coming, and I'm leaving. Hallelujah. How many of you want to go with me when he comes? How many of you want to go with me when he comes? What a day. Now listen, don't forget this great march on Washington. First Friday of October, the Lord willing. We hope to have 10,000 representing Open Bible Dialogue. And we can easily have 10,000. We've been here for 42 years. 25 of it, internet, all over the globe. the last year, a little over a year, nearly a year and a half, we've been full-time on video all over the world. Oh, I'm telling you, we might have a lot of people want to come from other countries and help save America. I mean, America's been a blessing to the world. I'm here to tell you, America has been a blessing to the world. And maybe we can help save America. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Maybe you would like to come and help us. That would be grand to have people from many countries in Washington on the same day. I'd love to have 1,000 of my listeners to places like Australia, New Zealand, Pakistan. Name the places, a chance to come to Washington and see the historical locations there. There's much to enjoy, as much as there is not to enjoy, but much to enjoy. And it would be wonderful. Oh, how would make you, how we'd make you happy. We would welcome you. We would welcome you. We would welcome you. It would be absolutely wonderful. Really, it would. Now, lines are still open. We've got a few minutes here. 11, 12. Grab your phone. Grab your phone. I want to talk to you. I want to hear what you're saying. I want to hear what you're thinking. Will you grab your phone? I want to hear what you're thinking. And grab it quickly. Very, very important. Grab your phone and let's hear from you. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Where are my internet questionnaires? I've got so many friends on the internet that constantly send me wonderful questions. Where are you today, my friend? Where are you today? You ought to be in the middle of this. We're talking about the grandest book in the Bible. The finale book of Revelation. Every doctrine in the Bible is manifest in the book of Revelation. It is the crowning book. It is the message, the last message from Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is a book full of visions. John didn't hear these things. He saw these things. One vision after another vision. And John tells us what he saw and describes them in minute detail. What a book. What a grand book. And I want you to enjoy it. I want it to be a part of your life. I want you to be in the middle of it. I want you to have this book, so order it right now, would you? Call the ladies, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Get either one or both. We will be delighted to share with you. We want you to learn. We want the Bible to become so real in your heart and mind that you just read it day and night. That you'd rather be reading the Bible than watching some sitcom on television. You'd rather be reading the Bible than anything you do, playing games or just anything. The Bible will become real if you will let it become real. And you on the air, may I help you please?
Brother Chambers, I just want to tell you what a super, super job that you're doing, and keep pressing on, because I believe that God's people's going to take back this world. God's going to send some people that will stand like you and stand behind you and show the devil that he don't have power, only what God gives him.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if open Bible dialogue could have 10,000 in Washington?
Amen.
And I don't know who else. I mean, we may have all the great church groups in America happening. I wouldn't doubt that a bit. But I want 10,000, just my friends, and open Bible dialogue. And I want everyone to have a flag. It'll be like a flag, but it'll be a thing. And then take it home and keep it as a souvenir. And when that time, we can have all of them raised out in that great crowd, and that will be beautiful.
I believe it, brother, and I thank you so much.
Are you going to go with me?
I'm going to do my very best.
Oh, that is wonderful. I just have to say, if we don't stop Planned Parenthood, America isn't worth its salt. If we don't stop Planned Parenthood, then I tell you what, if we can sit by and let them butcher babies, butcher babies. Now, I'm going to be showing you some of these videos in the next weeks to come, little excerpts. We're talking about butchering, and we're talking about selling baby parts. Selling baby parts, Planned Parenthood, selling baby parts. They need to be run out of this country if they don't close down.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
And God bless you. Pray for me, will you? God bless you. You on the air, may I help you, please?
Hello?
Hey, you on the air?
Hello? Yes, I was just I just wanted to tell you, we're on the way to the beach and listening to your show, and it's just really inspiring. And I was just thinking the other day, I hope Jesus comes back soon, because I have a 3-year-old, and I really don't want her to grow up in this depraved world.
You're right. I wouldn't want my great-grandbabies to grow up in it either. And so I'm praying Jesus will come. But in the meantime, I'm praying that we can touch the people of America and have a Holy Ghost revival. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Amen, brother. It sure would. And I really do. I'll start praying for y'all's walk on Washington. And, you know, maybe God will do a move. You never know. Revival might come.
Who knows? Wouldn't it be good to go to heaven from Washington?
Oh, yes.
Now you're going to go with me, aren't you?
I'll try to make it. I'll definitely try.
I just have the feeling that I'm going to have 10,000 from Open Bible. And that really is not a big number when you've been on 42 years like I have, and you've got friends all over the world, but all over America, big time. And you've got all these friends. If we can't get 10,000, if I can get 100, that will get 100. See, any person listening to me probably has enough friends in their church, work with them in the community where they live, just people in their fellowship, that anybody out there could get 100 people that would go over butchering children like Planned Parent is doing. If we can't stand up against that, we're worth our salt.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, isn't that wonderful? I tell you, we're having some good calls. I believe this is going to be bigger than I imagined. I love that fan, red on one side, yellow on the other, and standing up there at the stadium, I can say everybody with a red flag, I keep calling it a flag, and I guess that's what it's called. But it's going to be a red fan, something they can carry home and keep, and hold that up and turn it to the red, and then turn it to the yellow, and sing a song. What we're there for? Listen, we're going to have an exciting time. I want you to get ready to go. Everybody out there, I want you to get ready to go. We've got to stop Planned Parenthood butchering. What a bunch of butchers. Can you imagine? It was bad enough when they were just killing babies in the womb. But now to sell their kidneys, sell their little hearts, and to sell their lungs, and to sell different parts of their body. Can you imagine them looking at a baby and saying, "Oh, I got a good heart here. I'll give $1,000 for this piece." Can you imagine that? It's overwhelming. It really is. Hey, I got five minutes here. I want to hear your call. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Want to hear from you. Hey, we're going to get excited. We're going to get involved. You start telling it now to everybody you meet. Go ahead and call and tell my ladies you want to get on the list for one of those fans. Because you're going to be there. If you can't go, you can get a plan and take it to your church. And wave it in front of your preacher's face next Sunday. Because he won't stand up and say nothing. I'm a little bit mischievous, but I wouldn't be honest with you. I want to tell you, it's time preachers act like preachers. It's time to act like men of God. It's time to get things that men of God ought to do. We're at the end of the coming now. Tell you, school starts in two weeks. Two weeks school starts. If you've got your kids scheduled for public school, you understand the homosexual agenda is taking over. Taking over the public sector of every part of America. The public schools, probably this year, if not this year, next year. They may do it quietly this year. Transgenders will be allowed to go to the little boys that think they're girls can go in your little girls' bathrooms. Can you imagine that? Do you understand what we're talking about? Hey, friend, you better get ready. You better get ready, and you better do something real about it. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. I was wondering, how are you going to show us the videos?
They'll be on the computer. Anybody got a computer will be able to see.
Okay, well, thank you.
I'm delighted. I'm glad you called, sir. We will put it up on the computer. I'm going to get some help with that this week. So I got the equipment. I got everything I need. I just don't know how to do it all. I had to learn.
That may be what my sound is today, something I miss. I'm doing normal. I'm going to try to get me a new board this week, a new sound board. I think that's part of my problem. And so that's one of my first efforts this week. I need a sound engineer that is number one out there who would help me. I really do. A sound engineer who's number one, and hopefully you wouldn't charge me any money, to be honest with you. Because we have a need. That's why you need to buy these two books today. $35 for both of them. No shipping. Nope, just clear $35. $15 for the paperback, $20 for the hardback. If you want them both, $35, and you'll help us pay our bills. And if you can't buy the books, you already got them, then just send $1,000. If I had about 10 of you who would send me $1,000 this week, it really would be wonderful. I said I don't want to say no more about money. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Forgot it. I didn't mean to. I would never fib to you. I promise you, I wouldn't fib to you. Now, you can call to order the books, or you can call to get on the mailing list. You can call for the free CD now. The free CD, The Superlatives of John 3:16. The superlatives of John, St. John, chapter 3, verse 16. You know that great verse. For God so loved the world. 13 superlatives in that one sermon. And I preached it, and I'll send you a copy of it. I think you'll love it. I think you'll love it. We got it in the bulletin for tomorrow, because I'm trying to get all my members and friends of our church to learn those 13 superlatives and be able to quote them to friends as they talk about Jesus and why we should make him our Savior. No one else is worthy to be our Savior. Remember the two books? The ladies will stay here as long as you will call. As long as those phones ring, they'll stay here and wait on you. 1-800. Now listen, 1-800-338-7884. And the local number, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. If you're watching by internet, the numbers will be up on your screen as the program ends, okay? We are here to bless you. We have no other interests. We have no other interest. Email us jrc@paulcreek.org. I'm on Facebook. If you want to be one of my friends, you just go to Joseph Chambers and ask to be friend. I promise you, I will wonderfully make you a friend. It will be a joy for me to do that. And I've got nearly 3,000, and we've only been on a few weeks, but it's beautiful to watch it grow. It really is. Now, I want to give you a little bit of a song here in just a moment. This song blessed my heart during the introduction of the program today, and so I want you to have it and enjoy it. And so I'm hoping I got it coming there. Sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't. Hey, it's a joy. God bless you. I love you. You're my friend. You mean a lot to us. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, jrc@paulcreek.org. Keep calling. And don't forget the trip to Washington.
Care who tells me salvation is not real. Though the world may argue that we cannot fail, and even though Satan tries to tell me no.